TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
Love these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The Bears don't have the readiness to go all in a championship or bust year.
And Mark Grody.
There's a certain amount of urgency to this season for the Bears. And I think the biggest urgency is make sure you have a quarterback in Caleb Williams.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hello and welcome in to the Take the North podcast along with Dan Wiederer of The Athletic. I am Mark Grody of 670 The Score. The Bears lose to the Packers 28-21 at Lambeau Field, meaning the Green Bay Packers move into first place. It's a leapfrog situation. The Bears are now in second place. The Bears record reads 9-4 after the loss. The Packers 9-3-1, and you should know that they will quickly meet again. The Bears rematch with the Pack at Soldier Field in 2 weeks. That's a Saturday night game, so we'll do it all again. And one can only suspect that a lot will be on the line at this point. This loss ends on a Caleb Williams interception throw, which was picked off by Keyshawn Nixon in the end zone. Much to talk about that and a lot to get into on this Bears 28-21 loss to the Packers as we go to Lambeau Field. That is where Dan Weider has been all day and where he is presenting his side of the podcast today. Dan, your first thoughts about this Bears loss to the Packers 28-21.
Yeah, there's a lot inside this one, Grody, and I think I start a little bit big picture with the idea that the Bears a week ago had captured everyone's attention, not only with that convincing victory in Philadelphia, but with ownership of the NFC's number one seed. Well, this loss today drops them down to the number seven seed in the conference, and so it's a quick, sobering reminder of just how these dynamics are set up here for the final month of the regular season and how quickly you can go from first to seventh. And so the Bears have to be aware of that. They are aware of that. I think there was a ton of disappointment and sting in the postgame locker room here for obvious reasons. We'll get into the final play in a little bit here. But I also think there's a lot of reasons to be encouraged here. And I think the first one for me is the in-game offensive awakening to have such a horrible first half and then really come to life in the second half, turn this into a meaningful football game on a big stage. I think the Bears proved to a lot of people, again, compounding on what we learned in Philadelphia, that they can hang with anybody in this conference right now. And so now it's just a matter of who makes the biggest play at the biggest time. Bears didn't do it today. Green Bay did. And so now you just got to get back on the horse and ride again. And like you said, you're 13 days away from facing this same team again at Soldier Field.
Yeah, and I think to your point about doing things again and continuing to look like a team that is headed in the right direction and is a good team, I am not backing off of that because they just lost. The Bears sold me last week. This is a good team. Bears had another 17-play monster drive. 17-play, 83-yard drive, which tied the game at 21 in the third quarter, ending with the Colston Loveland touchdown. That continues
in the fourth quarter,
In the fourth quarter, yes, fourth quarter.
Well, it started in the third and went into the fourth. It lasted so long, it almost took up both quarters.
Exactly. That's why in my notes I have third quarter, but the actual touchdown was in the fourth quarter. It's like, it's the 85 Bears, but they actually won the Super Bowl in the year of 1986. But there were all sorts of great things again on that drive, Dan. I counted myself, so these are unofficial Mark Grody statistics here, and I guess I could have confirmed it with the real statisticians, but on that drive, 10 rushing plays, they had six of those rushing plays were 5 yards or more. You also had Kyle Manunga going back-to-back 9-yard carries, including third down situation. And then that sweet little whatever it was underhand pass to DeAndre Swift occurred on that particular drive as well. So I just go through the detail of that to say, yes, there were some things. It sucked. And we'll get in, like you said, there's a lot to talk about with the final play and with Caleb Williams and with the explosive plays that were given up against the Bears defense today. But there are things that we know have been real all year long, and they continue to legitimize, especially the running game and what they did on that long drive for the Bears.
I was naming that underhanded pass to DeAndre Swift Jenny Finch. That was my play name.
Oh, nice.
Name for that little softball underhand flip there.
Our Chicago Caleb. Girl. That's right.
And listen, the Bears almost ended that drive with a big guy touchdown. Ben Johnson dialed up a pass play for Theo Benedict. Theo Benedict ends up getting chipped and basically chopped as he goes out into his route and never gets out there. And Caleb quickly flips to the other side, and Colston Loveland's all alone on the right side of the field. And you take the 1 yard touchdown any way you can get it. And all of a sudden, like you said, it's 21-21. And at halftime, you didn't think the Bears were going to be in a game that was 21-21 because they couldn't get their offense going. The Packers were controlling the football game. And I was really impressed with the offense's ability to find itself inside of a game. That's a big deal for a team like this against a defense like this. The Bears are the first team this season to reach 20 points against the Green Bay Packers here at Lambeau Field. I believe they're the first team to reach 300 yards of offense against the Green Bay Packers here at Lambeau Field also. And so this is a reminder that this Bears offense is good, right? Like, and it's got things to work on, and there's a lot of areas to sort of iron out, but they're capable of hanging in a game like this against a defense like this. And that's encouraging. Now there's a lot of, you know, there's rough spots in this game for sure. But I think once again, we confirm the sort of competitive tenacity of this team and their ability to give themselves a chance to win games at the end. More often than not, they've won games in the end. Today, obviously, they didn't, with the final play interception, Caleb DeColcomet intercepted by Keyshawn Nixon.
Yeah, and it ended in miserable fashion. So let's go to that final play.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, less than 30 seconds left. The play is a fake to Swift. Caleb rolls left, bootleg left, with two defenders hunting him, bearing down on him. Komet pops open in the end zone, and the throw, at least from what I've seen from my television view and watching it 100 times, like I think everybody in Chicago has, it seemed to be a short throw, underthrown by Caleb Williams. The ball gets picked off by Nixon. That is Keyshawn Nixon. And the game ends up being over. But the butt part of this, Dan, and I can't wait to get to hear your thoughts on this, because you were actually in the locker room talking to the players. There were other options. And I guess the really key part that I left out, if people didn't see it, unless I did say it, it was a fourth and one. They needed 1 yard for a first down. So there are myriad options that could have worked. Caleb goes for all the marbles, but DJ Moore appeared to be open. I think DeAndre Swift was the primary target. He's the first read on that particular play, and he possibly could have run it. But Dan, what was your vantage point of it? What was going on in the press box, and what were they saying in the locker room about that?
So listen, you always remember, as John Fox reminded us, that the view of a play like that is different from the hot dog laden press box than it is from the quarterback's face mask, right? Like, Caleb's got a lot to process here.
Yes.
So you understand that first and foremost. But from the press box, Grody, there was a crystal clear view of Cole Komet breaking free, right, and slipping behind the entire defense. The Packers are bringing everybody up right now. It's a little bit of a blitz concept, it feels like, in that situation. It's fourth and one, and Cole gets free, and he's got 4 yards of separation, and Caleb doesn't see it on time. And this is a fast-moving game with fast-moving athletes, and it's when you say not on time, you're talking about now it's open, now it's not. Right? Now it's open, now it's not. And that's what it was. He didn't see it on time. Obviously, the first read is to Swift in the flat. They've got a bunch of defenders over there. Caleb's got the option of running it, which he did several times in this game for first downs. He didn't like the heat that was coming from behind him, particularly from Kingsley Enagbare. And so by the time he gets to Cole Komet, the gap is closed a little bit. And he said at that point, he just tried to give Cole a ball that he could go and make a play on. They obviously weren't in sync on that. I joked with a couple of the other writers up here, if this had been Nick Foles, he would have thrown it to the P. You know, he would have just seen it, thrown it to the P. Cole Komet would have ran to the P, caught it. It would have been a heroic moment. It wasn't. It was intercepted. It was underthrown. It was late, whatever you want to call it. I see within the three-word reviews and some other social media reaction that people are really pointing the blame in a lot of different direction on that final play. But it's just a missed opportunity, and it's one that I imagine Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, when they do their film watch together, we'll talk through, and they'll try to figure out, how do we get the ball there quicker? Is there better decisions to be made on the play? If you're going to make that decision, how do you make it a split second sooner so that you have a touchdown instead of a game-sealing interception?
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are back in Disney's Freakier Friday, now streaming on Disney Plus.
We switched bodies.
I'm freaking out right now.
I think I just peed a little.
It's an absolute riot. And the only movie that can be described as
so much weirder than the last time.
What last time?
It's the Freakquel.
You ready?
We've been waiting for.
That absolutely slays.
Disney's Freakier Friday, now streaming on Disney Plus. Rated PG.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Yeah, and just kind of summing up what some of the players were saying about it and Ben Johnson, like Komet, like in paraphrasing, well, he did literally say, he said he kind of popped on the corner as he said, yeah. He popped open. So that was this nice way of saying, and he didn't like expand on it, saying he was open. He was, yeah. As you just described. Caleb said he tried to, as you said, tried to give Cole a big boy ball. but he did admit, he said, I got to give him a better shot at the ball. He repeated that. He said that a couple of times. You were loud and clear in the press conferences again, Dan. Great job down there, my friend.
No, it was good. I mean, we knew Ben was going to be talking quickly. I actually appreciated how engaged Ben was today, because losses like this can sting, and you can get an educated coach who doesn't really want to answer the questions, and then you have to really get to the meat of everything on Monday. But I thought Ben was really good on a lot of topics post-game today. Same with Caleb. And so we were able to unpack that play. Again, you know, that's the punctuation on the loss. It was also started with an offensive performance that was just abysmal in the first half, right? The Bears go to halftime with 23 net passing yards. They had been outgained by something like 160 60 yards or something like that in the first half. They were 1-for-7 on third down, squeezed 3 points out of 5 possessions. It was ugly in the first half. And so as much weight as we're obviously going to put on that snap that occurred with 27 seconds remaining in the football game, if you get off to a little better start in the first quarter, it's a different ball game. Both of those things can be true. And so you've just got to sift through that. I'll say the other thing, Grody, that as I walk out of here tonight, this team has proven itself with its ability to respond. And you would expect nothing less as they go forward into week 15 now, understanding what just happened to them here on this field and what they need to do going forward. And so you'd expect a good response. Ben did echo that after the game. But yeah, offensively, that start wasn't good enough.
It wasn't
probably right.
Yeah, it wasn't, and it affected things. And the Bears, by the way, host Cleveland on Sunday, then the Green Bay game. That's a Saturday, December 20th game at 7 p.m. Then at San Fran, host Detroit, and then the season will be over. So there's so much still to be decided. But to your point about the Bears offense, and I'll go back to an old problem that is reoccurring for the Bears, are not as tight as it was earlier in the season. And that's that first drive of the game where they just came out cold. Caleb seemed like, I want to say he was overamped, and maybe I was just sort of projecting on him and feeling that from him because he was high to Luther Burden. The Darnell Wright hold makes life a little bit harder, makes it 3rd and 15, and then Caleb just kind of sails it dangerously down the middle of the field. So that was not a good way to start it. But it's like it's like one of those like old training camp days that we would see from Caleb Williams, where you would see him being just okay and struggling, and then along would come like a crazy great play, like that crazy pass, the 26-yarder in the third quarter to Cole Kmet, where he eludes the pressure, dances to the sideline, and flings it to Kmet. And you're like, holy bleep, that's amazing. Not to mention the little sidearm strike to Olamide Zaccheaus, in which he had to thread a needle. Right. Like, so you saw like good Caleb, bad Caleb all together in this game. You saw the full package, I guess, in terms of the really good stuff. And then there's stuff that still needs to be tightened up, obviously.
We've talked on this podcast and a little bit on the radio about Caleb's ability to become more productive on the extended play stuff. You know he has those gifts in him. He's just got to become more productive with it. Well, there were moments today where he was very productive. The 26-yarder you mentioned to Cole is a special play. It's a star power play immediately. Yeah. And you're like, okay, that's what takes this offense and this quarterback to the next level when those things start coming more regularly within games. And the final possession of the game, he hits an extended play completion to Devin Duvernay for, I think it was 24 yards. And that was a ball that was completed 9 seconds after the snap. And so you see a quarterback get outside the pocket, able to buy himself some time, wait for his guy to pop, and then put a heater on him. And then you're like, okay, there it is.
Yeah.
Hit 5 longest completions of the day all came after halftime. So you see the way that they, came alive in the second half, both with the run and the pass. I will say that probably the most disappointing sequence of the day was after the Packers controlled the ball on their opening drive, 13 plays, C.J. Gardner-Johnson takes it away on the 13th play with an interception and gives the Bears great field position inside the Packers 40, and they end up going backwards with the football and punting. And that's a huge missed opportunity in a game like this. I imagine that's a sequence on Monday at Halas Hall where Ben will say, guys, you're not going to get multiple gifts like this against good opponents. We got ours early, and we basically took it back to the counter and said, we're going to return this. We don't really want it right now. And
well,
you didn't get the benefits of it.
And then on the other side, and this is a slight like left turn out of like staying in the linear of what happened in this game, but in that second quarter, the Bears botched kick, whatever the hell was going on there, where it lands, the Cairo Santos kickoff lands shy of the landing zone. It's a botched kick that they do take advantage of that because
touchdown, right?
Yeah. They did the Bo Melton bomb, which brings us to the Bo Melton bomb. My God, the explosive plays given up by this defense. Or do you just credit Jordan Love and say that's what Jordan Love seems like? He's a home run ball guy, right?
Well, there's a couple things here with some of the, there's 4 plays in my mind that just stand out in terms of ones defensively that are going to kill him. It's the big chunk play touchdowns, 2 to Christian Watson and the 1 to Bo Melton. And then it's that 3rd and short run late in the game where Josh Jacobs gets free when it looked
21
like
yards.
Montez Sweat and Jerod Dexter had a crack at him, and maybe Jalen Johnson as well. But to the Melton play, I was really stunned in real time trying to figure out where the coverage malfunction was on that, because it just felt like something was disjointed. We asked Jalen Johnson about it after the game. He gave an answer that I'm going to have to kind of filter through and try to watch back and understand what happened there on who's supposed to attach with who and why Bo Melton ended up running open there. But it's a problem, right? Where you give that, that touchdown away at that point in the game. And it's a big deal. And then I think the Watson, the Watson slant touchdown is rough, because, you know, we asked CJ Gardner-Johnson after the game, said, look, like, you guys are sending the house there. And he's like, yeah, somebody's got to get there, right? Like, I'm trying to guard a slant route. They get the ball out quick. It's a really good play call against the, you know, the pressure we had dialed up. And once Christian Watson's in a foot race with someone, Grody, that to me was like teach tape of the runner's ball that we've been talking about the Bears needing to hit, right? It's out in front of the receiver. He catches it. Now he's just got a moving walkway to the end zone. And good luck catching that guy, because that guy can fly. And CJ Gardner-Johnson couldn't catch him. And the next thing you know, you're like, man, there's another big play that was just hung on a Bears defense.
Do you remember this? And I don't expect you to, but I'll be really impressed and not shocked if you do remember it. There was a game at Soldier Field in which Jerry Rice played for the San Francisco 49ers. And I believe it was Joe Montana who just threw that pass, like a little slant to Jerry Rice at their own like 12-yard line, took it to the house.
Off he went.
And it was just like Jerry Rice perfected that slant play. And that one, it was, I mean, from their side of things, that was a pretty sick play right there. But I will tell you this. I will tell you, like you said, you don't really know who to blame, because Jalen Johnson and Jaquan Brisker are both in the picture for whatever it's worth. Tom Brady doing the game immediately blamed Jalen Johnson for that play, saying that he was attached to another guy, that he drifted off, he should have been in the picture, that it would, that particular play, according to Tom Brady, was on Jalen Johnson.
I'll trust Tom Brady more than I'll trust myself to second that play. We'll believe what he has to say until someone gives us reason to believe otherwise. But it was a problem, right? And those are the types of moments in games like this. You know, I had a conversation with several guys in the locker room about, independent of result, the value of playing in a game like this today, a high stakes road game, big stage, you know, you get that playoff atmosphere here, the rivalry attached to it. I think there's a value in this, regardless if you win or you lose, to just being in these moments together. And I think the Bears will benefit from having played this game today as they go into, as you laid out just a few minutes ago, a series of these down the stretch of the regular season and hopefully in the playoffs. And so this is good for a team that's you know, on the rise, doesn't have a roster full of guys who are used to these December types of games. It's good to get these experiences and feel what they're like and understand what the margin of error really is inside of these games. This isn't the Giants. This isn't the Saints.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure you're on your P's and Q's a lot more than you were against those teams. Otherwise, you walk out of here with a 28-21 loss, and you're playing the what might have been game rather than the pat ourselves on the back for being so competitively gritty, right?
Yeah, and what goes through my head when you say all that is the standard should be a little bit higher for the Bears. We should be talking about the but what I was also thinking, Dan, was the Bears have been blown out and embarrassed by this franchise in these scenarios so many times. And in this, the Bears had a legitimate chance to win the game. If it's a matter of inches on that final play, the Bears probably go for two. That seemed to be did Ben confirm that? Was he going to go for two?
I did not hear in the post-game press conference. He didn't address it at all in the post-game press conference. I don't know if he did in the post-game radio hit that he does right after the game. Haven't had a chance to listen to that yet. I think the consensus up in the press box was, you're going for two here. You're Ben Johnson. You've got a chance to really just finish this thing now rather than trying to sneak into overtime and figure out which side the coin lands. So my gut says they go for two there, and you try to figure it out from there. But yeah, we won't ever know because they didn't get that opportunity.
Coca-Cola, for the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
In America, half of every dollar spent on brand medicines goes to entities who don't make them. While middlemen like PBMs and 340B hospitals drive up costs, Biopharma is investing $500 billion in new infrastructure and manufacturing here at home, and helping patients buy medicines directly at lower prices. Tell Washington to end middlemen markups and put American patients first. Visit phrma.org/middlemen.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yeah, as a positive experience, you're right. And Grady Jarrett, just listening to him, what he had to say in the locker room to the media at large, you know, mentioned something, said some form of sometimes it's better if you lose, because if you win a game like that, then maybe you get a little too high on yourself and you don't see some of the issues that actually exist. And he wasn't specific in everything, but you can kind of consider the explosive plays against the defense and Grady Jarrett that was probably top of his mind when he was telling that to reporters.
Yeah. And now the flip side of that is what Ben Johnson said after the game, which is 9 wins is not going to get you into the NFC playoffs. And so We've got 9 wins right now. We need more than that, right? And so the Bears are going to have to find additional wins in the final four here. We all expect them to win at least one more and hopefully two. And then you figure out where things go. So you've still got to earn your way here. As fun and as promising as this season has been, today is the reminder that you've still got to earn your ticket into the football that's played beyond week 18, and the Bears have to get themselves there. And by the way, they're probably going to have to get themselves there, Grody, without Kyler Gordon. Probably one of the most underrated storylines of the day is the notification we get right before kickoff that Kyler Gordon aggravated his groin, strained his groin, did something to his groin during pregame warmups. And this is just like, I you could feel Chicago's collective like grunt of frustration on like, what are we doing? Like, why is it every 3 or 4 weeks we're dealing with something new with Kyler Gordon? That's not good news at all. And it's going to leave the Bears to kind of reshuffle again.
Yeah, that's too bad. And he's just, unfortunately, as good of a player as he is, like the health report card in his career has not been very good. And that's bad for him. That's bad for the Bears. That's bad for everybody. So I just hope that he can get to a point where he's eventually playing the majority of the games that are on the schedule. He can play other guys too. Jalen Johnson ended up leaving the game. I don't know if that was part of the plan for Jalen Johnson, or if he re-aggravated. Did we learn anything about Jalen Johnson?
He talked post game, and he seemed like obviously he was sore, and he was still kind of making his way back through whatever he's making his way back through. He didn't seem significantly concerned.
Okay,
we'll keep tabs on that as we get back out there this week.
Yeah.
To the Wednesday practice.
Okay. And then lastly, TJ Edwards looked like he looked pretty good out there. Got a free shot at the quarterback. Unfortunately, on that particular play, Love ends up completing the pass for a first down, made a couple of plays, but it was good to see him out there. I assume that he's probably going to be a little bit sore, but okay. Right, Dan?
Yeah, I would think so. A couple nice run stops in there for TJ today as well. And you're reminded of just kind of the instincts that he brings to this defense and how valuable those are to have in certain instances. This is go time now for the Bears, right? Like it's crunch time here. I know we'll get to a couple 3-word reviews before we get out of here, because you can tell how much of a nerve this loss touched with our audience, Grody.
Yeah.
I think people are sensing like, oh man, like, you know, like we talked about at the start of this, that you go from 1 to 7 really quick, you know, and sometimes it's one play that makes the difference between being the top seed in the NFC and being the 7th seed and starting to feel real anxious, you know? And so, I think the Bears got to be ready for the sort of the work that is required to find their way across the finish line of this regular season in a way that gets them into the second season. The playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't trip against Cleveland on Sunday, and their defense is to be respected. I get it, but you cannot.
Shadour played his ass off today too.
Yeah, he did. So that's going to be a fun story coming into Soldier Field, but you cannot lose that game. And then I'm already thinking about it, that game, if things are like in line for a potential, it's going to be big against Green Bay. It's a night game. It's a Saturday night in Chicago at Soldier Field. It's flipping on, man. You know what I mean? Like, this loss sucked, but there's more to go, dude. There are going to be two hot contests. It's going to be jacked up for Cleveland, trust me, on Sunday. But that Green Bay game, man, back-to-back jackups at Soldier Field, man.
We don't typically get two meaningful Bears-Packers games in like a five-year span, and now we're going to get two within 14 days of each other. And so that's pretty cool to be able to run this back as quickly as they will. And again, the Bears showed, particularly in the second half, that they're every bit as good as that football team, and they can hang, and they can find answers. And now it's going to be another chess match a couple weeks from now at Soldier Field. And you're just going to have to find a way to make one more play, you know, and we've listed about seven or eight that the Bears could have been on a better side of, and it may have made a difference in the result today, obviously culminating with that end zone interception, which I'm telling you, when you go back and you see this from the overhead all 22 view, you see how early Cole pops and how late Caleb is. And again, late is the difference, right? It's fractions of a second. But it's there. And you throw that ball out there, you know, we may be having a whole different week, a whole different podcast episode, a whole different storyline for these Bears. As it stands, they're going to have to climb that ladder again to try to get back up to the top of the NFC North.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, I remember what I wanted to tell you too, because you brought up the fact that Theo Benedet was an option on the Colson Loveland touchdown, right? So
yeah.
Did you know that Wiener Circle was going to be giving out free hot dogs if a defensive lineman or offensive lineman was engaged in a trick play? So you knew that. I don't know if our audience knew.
Yeah, I did. I did see that on Twitter this morning, that it was the one box that hadn't been checked yet. I think it was, it was either an offensive lineman or a defensive player of any kind. Scored a touchdown on offense. And so actually, Kevin Fishbane and I, as we were driving here this morning, we're talking about one of the Wrights scoring today, either Darnell or Nashawn getting
we were
waiting for that tonight, and it didn't quite happen. But the Wiener Circle's they're getting their juice out of this.
They really are. Other places got to be like, come on, man, what about the rest of us? Shout out to every Chicago hot dog stand in the city. Dan, will you please dazzle us with some three-word reviews?
I will, because our audience dazzles us with these all the time. I'm going to start with prominent audience member Mark Potash. You know Mark.
Love Potsy. He doesn't love me anymore, though. I don't know what, why.
He gives us first of three ? Which I like where his head's at. He wants this to be run back not only on December 20th at Soldier Field. He wants this to be run back in the postseason. So he's thinking that we're going to have Bears, Packers 1, 2, and 3 this season. Joel Brownold hits us with, showed we belong. I agree with that. I think the Bears did show that they belong, and that's a good thing for this football team. Tyler Johnson throws out, good, better, bested. I like that. A little twist on that.
Okay, Tyler Johnston. Take
Wayne
it
Whitlock
easy.
Offers first halves matter. They sure do. This was an ugly first half today, and it was not pleasant. B. Quinn, overachieving was fun. Okay, that's a little more pessimistic view on this whole thing, but I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, right? That's all right. Hey,
a little bit better than everyone expected.
I'm not knocking you off your platform. You know,
this was a little bit more prominent than I expected it to be. Run the ball. I think some people are frustrated that the Bears threw the pass on fourth down. I have zero problems with what Ben Johnson did there, Grody, because you've got multiple options in terms of the route runners, and then you've got an option for Caleb to use his legs as a runner on that play. I didn't hate that at all. There's other people that strongly disagree with that sentiment. What's your thought on that as I dig up a couple more?
I think that Caleb is going to, when given the possibility, he's going to want to go for the 6 points. When you're on the road, I am down with being a little bit more aggressive, but it does hurt. It does hurt knowing that all you did need there was the 1 yard. And obviously you would have had to have worked fast. You would have had to have come up with a really good play still to get 6 on the board. But I think in that spot, man, I might have played a little more conservative.
All right, let's try to find you 3 more. Ricky Dorsey offers up, no magic tonight. There was no magic tonight. They were
no magic.
Mike Nunez looks a little bit deeper into the future and says 3 home games. He's counting down the finish to the regular season and realizing that the Bears are going to have to play 3 of the last 4 at home. Only road game is in San Francisco. That should be favorable for a Bears team that's been pretty good at home most of the year. And the very last one, I like this one from Rob G. He gives make the tackle, and that's that play that we talked about earlier on the third down and short. If the Bears hold the Packers to a field goal there, it's a whole different scenario on the final drive. And so that's a tough one there, and it's a tough way to lose this football game here. But I've walked out of the stadium many, many times over the years feeling like, man, this Bears team is in trouble. I don't have that feeling at all leaving here tonight. It's a tough loss, but I think the Bears are going to be just fine as they get themselves back up on their feet on Monday and Tuesday and into Wednesday as they prepare for Cleveland.
Yeah, and I'll just add, look, when they were down 14-3, that you had every reason as a Bears fan to be like, well, here we go. The blowout's coming. The music's going to be pumped up. They're all going to be celebrating at Lambeau. You're going to feel terrible about yourself. And then they did the thing where they're like, this is different. So I will cling to that as well. The Bears do lose to the Packers 28-21, and that is going to do it for today. For Dan Weider in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Are you going home tonight, Dan? What's the
plan? On the way to Sheboygan. We're headed to Sheboygan.
Okay, on your way to Sheboygan. It's always something. Everybody's got a strategy. You do the halfway mark or whatever mark makes you feel good and comfortable. We think that's a good idea for Dan Weider of The Athletic. For our executive producer, Adam Studzinski, I am Mark Grody of The Score, saying thank you so much for listening to and watching the Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. Go Bears. Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.